When did you arrive in Scotland?
28th of June, 1939.
And you remember it very well?
No, I don't remember. I remember arrival. I don't remember the date. I just happened to recently looked at a document which was stamped for the 28th of... Of course, we arrived a day earlier in London, but as far as arriving in Scotland, it was the 28th of June.
And how old were you then?
Just a few days, short of 11.
Oh, so you're very young. How... And why did you come to Scotland?
Because the people who were taking me into care were Scottish. Right. There was somebody in Berlin, my older sister, who may have been a teacher, I'm not sure the relationship, had connections in Scotland with groups of people. I think there were some Christians in other words. They weren't Plymouth Brethren, but people like that.
Right.
And
right.
They took up individual children into their home.
And where exactly did you stay? Here in Glasgow, was it?
No, it was outside Clydebank, a place called Hartgate. Not a terribly well-known place.
Mm. Not a lot of Jews there, I don't suppose.
In fact, there was one, I think, somewhere up the road. But no, there weren't any Jews, really.
So what was your impression of Scotland and the people? It must have been very strange for you.
No, actually, it wasn't all that strange. It wasn't all that strange. The people were very friendly. The father went to very... accommodating. They had a boy of the same age as me. And they are actually... I mean, it must have been as strange for them as it was for me, because they were very ordinary, nice, ordinary, upper working class people. They worked in Singers and places like that, when Singers was there. And to have a strange child, Jewish child, couldn't speak English, arrive in their midst, and they were very... I use the word ordinary, I don't mean that negatively, I just mean they had never explored the world the way people do nowadays. I think the idea of adventure was to go to Edinburgh for a day, yes. And it must have been very strange for them.
Of course. And did you find you picked up the language rapidly?
Yes, within about 6 weeks, I think.
Really? That's
no,
amazing.
That's what happens, not me. Mm. I'm not very good at languages. Mm. I went to a local school in Duntochter, and within 6 weeks, definitely, I could speak to the other children. And incidentally, just for the record, I had no problem there either. There was no bullying. They thought it was very strange, asked me funny questions, but it was a kind of exciting newcomer. So I found the transfer from Germany to Scotland fairly painless. Apart from, of course, missing my family and all the other things, but the reception and the welcome was very easy.
That's good. Did you meet or even mix with the local Jewish community, or were you...?
There is no local Jewish community.
Oh, no, but, I mean, with the wider Glasgow area?
No.
No?
Well, I don't know how to explain that. I stayed with these people till about May, June 1940, when the Germans finally got to invade the... France and Holland, all that, and there's a certain doubt about German or strange children being around, I think. Also, the Jewish community here set up a hostel in Skelmerley for local evacuees. And when that happened, the community, whatever they were, they collected as many of the Jewish children that had been living with non-Jewish families and sent them to Skelmerley. So in about the middle of, near the middle of 1940, we lived in a hostel, in a Jewish hostel. But it wasn't for refugees as such. It was for the local children from Glasgow, Jewish children.
I see. So I know I was going to ask you about the refugee centre. That's not the refugee centre.
No,
that's something
no.
Separate.
That's not the refugee centre. We were in Skelmerley and then later in Castle Douglas. And of course, as the war progressed, the local children went back home, and what was left, the residue, was all kinder transportees. But it wasn't originally set up for that.
And you went to school there, did you?
Went to school in Castle Douglas. The rest of them went to Kirkcudbright, the older children. But I was back here in 1943 and then went to Highland.
And who were you staying with then?
My mother.
Oh, she had come out by that time?
Well, she had come out before the war, of course, but originally she was in Dorset in the South Coast with my older sister as a domestic cook and nursery maid. And when the Germans finally got to the Channel ports, the authorities here thought that people of German origin were possible spies and might signal to the German submarines. So they had to leave Dorset and they came up to Glasgow.
Right, and so you were all together then?
Well, 1943, not the right of the thing, but 1943, most of us were sent away from Castle Douglas and came back to Glasgow. And those that had families, they were sent back to their families, and that's how I rejoined my mother and the other children, my brothers and sisters. Since I arrived in Britain, I never spoke German. First I lived with a family, I couldn't speak German. And then we went to the hostel, and by that time we could speak English. And very rarely did somebody in the hostel speak German, almost unknown.
But when you lived with your mother, well, she spoke German to you and you answered in English.
Yeah, by that time she
which is the usual.
She started speaking English. And finally we only spoke in English.
And was that a subconscious or a conscious decision? I know a lot of refugees who came at the same sort of time chose not to speak in the continental language.
No, again, it's circumstantial. If you look at my record, everything is much of a circumstance. I didn't plan these things. In fact, the means came here, couldn't speak to anybody in German, didn't get together with my mother till from 39 to 43. So by that time she was mostly speaking English, but she spoke a whole lot of languages: spoke Polish, Russian, Yiddish, German, and a bit of English, quite a lot of English. So she was quite a good English speaker by 1948-47, and I never spoke German again, very rarely. My sister, she came over and she went to people in Clydebank. My younger brother went to people in Kilmarnock. Yeah, we were separated. Mm-hmm. And then we came together in a hostel in Stillwell. And my mother and my sister came back, came up from Dorset, where they were, and then my sister went to London. And my brother already in London.
You were five siblings who got to United.
Well, we weren't United for very long. My sister went to London almost right away.
And did you all come as part of the kinder transport?
No, I didn't. My mother went as a cook in a stately home. It was quite an experience for her, poor soul, because she had to disembowel deer and cook venison and pork and things. I mean, that's something she wouldn't have physically touched. Never mind, she was involved in cooking it. And my sister was there as a children's nurse. And I'd say we were there for something like nearly a year, 10 months, I think. And then the serious war broke out. And they were told to leave. And they came to Glasgow. But my sister, very early after that, she went to live in London.
But your mother must have been very brave to allow her family to be displaced in all these directions.
Well, not quite as... Yes, I wish I could agree. It's not as simple as that. Mm. And so it happens. My mother had a visa to go to the stately home, work in the stately home, with all the children on the visa.
Right.
But she didn't want to. Well, I think it was really my sister who didn't want to take that risk. So we were sent off. But we could have all gone with my mother. Mm-hmm. But my mother only came, and my sister only came to Britain just a few weeks, a month or something before the war broke out. And that been fortuitous timing. Mm-hmm. If she hadn't had that, we'd all been trapped in Germany. And you can imagine what will happen then. Mm-hmm. So we're very lucky. But my sister, I think, was a main operator of this thought, rightly, I think, be safe to send the children away in case something. That's what happened.
She was about 17, 18 when she sort of took control of the situation. And
very...
Well, my mother was too busy earning her living. Yeah. She had five children and no husband.
So what risk, I'm not quite clear, what risk did she think would be run if you all went to Dorset with your mother?
No, in case it won't work out.
I see, so she wanted you out quicker. I see.
The older sister went down to London.
I already had a brother who was near London. He went out a different system. When young men became 17 and too old for the kinder transport. It was another arrangement to get them out of Germany. And my mother had that. And then there was obviously the three young children. And they all went to see different people. Then in 1943, we got together with my mother again. And I went to school in Glasgow, England.
And so did your siblings, apart from the ones who were down in London, did they go to Highland as well?
Well, my sister did. My younger brother was too young for that. He went to school somewhere at George's Cross. And that's how he became a family again. But my brother, older brother and sister, didn't stay long. In the shadow, they wanted to have freedom.